Our image today is the Thanksgiving table, that cornucopia of calories laid out in front of a present-day, bit pudgier pilgrims. Even if served family style, though, food is not eaten straight off the table, of course. We have plates, meaning we have choices and preferences. Turkey roasted or fried, gravy or cranberry sauce, breadcrumb stuffing or oyster dressing, pecan or pumpkin. These A or B selections don't just fill our plates and that pilgrim pudge some, but they often cancel out the other choice. Only A or B. This one I dream about, that one I won't touch. It's not so much that I'll take gravy, it's that I'd like to meet the people responsible for all these gelatinous cranberry cylinders in our world. Either or, one or the other. This selection is a critique of the other one. And this is a problem for me, because I can't think or eat quite this way. I like a little bit of everything. And not just when it comes to the food selection. The real blessing of the day is the expansion of our thankfulness beyond merely this church spot at this hour on some Sunday, beyond merely our fourth Thursday in November meal. We should be left today with a satisfied sense that gratitude is not just an either-or proposition, just in this way or in this time, but one that has a little peace finding its way onto our plate every day, every moment, every way. We choose it all today. We choose it as Catholics to see the many ways of God's movement. Of course, our greatest movement of thanks is here at Mass with the gift of the living bread, with the gift of the Eucharist. But this sacramental meal should enhance our ability to see everything else as gift, not eliminate it, all else as poor imitations or encounters to overlook. We're not an A or B people. Receiving here, being renewed here, all can be thanksgiving. We understand this today as we see in these meals not merely food choices and decent company, but God's blessings. Can we expand this from here? I think that's our question of the day. Maybe we start with taking a cue from today's psalm. As we heard Sarah proclaim for us, I will praise your name. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Psalm 145 begins the conclusion of the longest book of the Bible as the prayers grow in praise. The Talmud, the Jewish commentary passed down through centuries of rabbi reflections, recommends praying Psalm 145 three times daily. Every day I will bless you. It touches big events, but also little personal details of our lives. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord. Three times a day, the thanksgiving of prayer echoing into life. As we start with this privileged sense with our prayer of thanksgiving, may we feel its extension, choosing more than just A or B, than just this moment or this way. I'll conclude with the best expression I've heard of a continually full plate of thanksgiving from a reflection on the sacraments by writer André Debuse. A native of Lafayette, Debuse had blind spots in his living the faith, but after losing his legs from a car accident as he was helping people on the side of the road, he understood the connection of our thanksgiving here to thanksgiving everywhere. Our sacrament here with our living, tangible love everywhere. From his wheelchair, he speaks of another meal of thanksgiving, as he writes. On Tuesdays, when I make lunches for my girls, I focus on this. The sandwiches are sacraments. Not the miracle of transubstantiation, but certainly parallel with it, moving in the same direction. If I could give my children my body to eat, again and again without losing it, my body like the loaves and the fishes going endlessly into mouths and stomachs, I would do it. And each motion is a sacrament, this holding of plastic bags, of knives, of bread, of cutting board, this pushing up of the chair, the spreading of mustard on bread, this trimming of liverwurst, of ham, all sacraments, as putting the lunches into a zippered bag is, and going down my six ramps to my car is. I drive on the highway to the girls' town, to their school, and this is not simply a transition. It's my love moving by car from a place where my girls are not to a place where they are. Even if I do not feel or acknowledge it, this is a sacrament. If I remember it, then I feel it too. Feeling it does not always mean that I am a happy man driving in traffic. It simply means that I know what I am doing in the presence of God. May we choose Thanksgiving, the transformation of the stuff of our lives, here and now, today, and always.